Yeah. I talk? My story is about when my dog almost got ran over, but my mom saved him because my mom threw something at him and he saw the car and ran. And my mom grabbed it and said, and I asked her, could I have it? She said yes. And it's 2 years old right now. Yeah.
One time my dad told me that in Mexico, you have to pay for paper, crayons, pencil, and for you to learn. In Mexico, it's not like here where they give you free stuff, free things for you to learn.
My grandpa died in his sleep on 1999 on my dad's birthday, so he never liked it. Also, my dad was 31 years old. We always visit him on Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Easter, Chinese New Year's, and also on his birthday. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we always loved him so much because he called me Sweetie Pie and also gave me presents. That's why we all loved him, and because he was so nice.
A long time ago, there was a store called Supermarket where my dad used to work at. But one day, the manager didn't have any money to pay him. So my dad said it was okay that the manager will pay him. But the next week, the manager said she didn't have any money to pay him. So my dad was tired of waiting, so he went and then he had been saving money that was there. So he went and buy things to make a new store. And he did a big store that we had a lot of money to buy things. So I think we could fundraise money to make a store. And so we live happily.
When my grandma was a little girl, she owned a farm in Mexico. In that farm, there had animals. She was playing with the animals, and my grandma grew more up. Then there was a man named Jose. Then one day, he saw my grandma and had my grandma if she could be her girlfriend, and she said yes. 5 months later, they got married and had six kids, and one of the kids was my mom. There were 3 girls, 3 boys, and my mom had me and my sister Emily, and my grandma still had her dress from her wedding.
When I was 4 years old, my mom told me that my dad was taking me to El Sol del Niño, and my mom told me that it's a place where people do things that their heart. And when it was Friday the 16th, I went to Mexicali, and my mom and dad take me to El Sol del Niño, and my mom told to go to a game that's big. They go into a bed, you sleep, and on it is in. Oh yeah, messed up.
And the man
was trying his best with the nails on the bed, and I went to that game with nails. It didn't not hurt. I just forgot to. Yes.
When my grandpa was 28, he will go to the gym. He also would drive to McDonald's. McDonald's. He would drive my grandma to the mall. My grandpa went to Mexico with my grandpa, with my grandma, shopping. His name was Richard. He also went to adult school. He went to work so he could earn money. And the day he went to Walmart, the man shot him in the stomach. A man shot him in the stomach and stole his car and left my grandpa on the floor.
This is my story. First, my grandpa was taking my grandma, and the second or first time that my grandpa took my grandma to bowling, my grandpa was first, and he broke his finger, and he went to a hospital. And his finger was broken forever.
One time, my parents went to Las Vegas. They said there's lights. They said it's fancy, full of people. A high hotel, fun stuff. They won in a lottery. Kids stuff, toys if you win.
My brother told me a story about his dad when he went to jail. He got out when it was 1 year. My brother was crying because he was sad.
Once my mom told me a story about my grandmother that she died on my birthday. She was so nice with me. She gave me presents.
One day my grandma was cooking dinner. The food was good. The food was soup, and it was delicious. And one day, we went to run, and she was running too fast that she passed me. She had her own favorite food. Her favorite food is pizza. One day, she told us her story about when she was a little girl. She liked to play a lot. She told us when she was a little girl, she had a lot of friends. And one day, she had a lot of hair, so she grew a group of girls pulled her hair, and she had her hair messy.
When my grandpa lived, he told me he took me to the park. My baptismal, he was music. I also miss him. My grandpa had many heart attacks, so he died. My mom cried when we went to go to the cemetery then.
The story of my family uncle, of my uncle, was when he was at the fair. He went to the fair with my mom. Then they went on rides. Then they went to eat. They ate hot dogs. Then they were walking. Then suddenly some guy came from the back. He got scared. My mom asked for help, and she called the police. She got home and she was scared.
Once upon a time, my uncle told me that his son died because the horse threw him. Then when it was my cousin's 15th, we went to the park. I saw the bird and we scared him. He did not fly away.
Once my grandpa was far away from us, and my grandma was crying because she missed my grandma. My grandma was giving me food, and my grandma was crying the whole time. She didn't eat, and my grandpa died. He went to RIP.